The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hey.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Did you catch the pony show on the Democratic side of the aisle? Are we weary of all these debates, period? Once again, same themes over and over again. Wall Street. What do you think about Wall Street? Minimum wage was another big one that also was brought up. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Got a little testy, though. The heat meter was up, if that says anything. It's the latest, greatest debate between the Dems, anyway. The underdog Sanders didn't hide his resentment and what he finds to be, I guess, distasteful that's happening now between them. Hillary Clinton, if they were in a fight in a ring, MMA style, didn't really crack them out, didn't knock them out. But she zinged back when she was criticized on, like I mentioned, the normal things. The Republicans, in the meantime, while Clinton and Sanders squared off, and you can tell they've really lost their patience with each other, the Trump wagon continues to roll on, which, by the way, Corey Lewandowski, the campaign manager for Donald Trump, the charges, the assault charges, they're done. It's over. There's no more charges for grabbing the arm of the reporter. That all just went away. Not a surprise, right? There's an article today that I happened to read about Donald Trump in the Washington Post. He's still ahead in the polls, the latest polls. I mean, pick a poll, any poll. I've checked them all. I call it the poll of polls, and there actually is a thing called the poll of polls. So he's still ahead there. Michael Gerson did a piece on Trump in the Post where he said Donald Trump is running a banana republic where he's talking about protests and demonstrations and having to close hotels and room numbers of the delegates who are directly involved in the steal, meaning trying to steal the election or the nomination from Trump, I should say. He even said at one point, if you're from Pennsylvania, we'll tell you who the culprits are. We urge you to visit their hotel rooms and find them. And this is what Gerson points out. He says it's Trump's version of the counterpunch, losing a delegate selection that you've known for about a year but didn't prepare for, and respond by being a brute and suggesting mayhem. So, I mean, there's no question Trump doesn't have any love for the politicking of politics. And Gerson points this out. He says he has contempt for the profession he wants to join. And he's making it look that way. So he talks about the campaign being confusing, saying that Trump is ruthless, but is unclear about what he actually wants. 3 or 4 weeks ago, people in the Republican Party seemed prepared to accept his nomination. And that's true. And this is why I bring this up, because they did seem like, oh, okay, well, that's what they're going to do. But now there's this discontent that bubbled up, and that motivated this backlash of attack, and what about the delegates, and maybe we'll have a contested election. So, I mean, Trump is a guy, I think, who is impulsive, and he shoots from the hip. And the problem is, can someone like that, which is what Gerson says, can he stop the crazy impulses, because compulsion isn't good at a level where you have to have some diplomacy. And then what about, you know, do you get the nuclear codes? Because that's what you do when you're president, right? So his point is all that responsibility, if he's a hot under the collar guy, a self-sabotager, is he the right guy for the job anyway? To me, Priebus, the National Committee Chairman for the Republicans, Rens Priebus, is in the weird position of appeasing those who want nothing to do with Trump, and then looking at the Trump saga from June on, and then realizing what would happen if he doesn't put Trump there. I mean, is he actually working behind the scenes to secure a Republican nomination for somebody else? He is the folk hero guy. I think the Republicans will have to go in that direction. Otherwise, look out for the backlash. Trump is right in that. I mean, is he encouraging it? But if the will of the people really is Trump, 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 take it or leave it, but this is who we want, and Trump is pushing all the way to get into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, then I think you go with Trump. It's not even a question. But it is about the delegate count. And that plays too huge of a role. So because it does play a huge role, something would have to dramatically happen to, I think, turn Trump out, which is why the fury over the behind-the-scenes maneuvering. Definitely. By the way, you know, we talk about lead in the water in Flint, Michigan. How about what's going on in these Detroit public schools? The Detroit public schools have found that they've had to switch, a bunch of kids have had to switch to bottled water because they've got elevated levels of lead and copper at 19 schools. And they're worried about widespread contamination. I mean, these school districts, Detroit's still a mess. They're cash strapped. They don't have a bunch of money to deal with this. I mean, look, in Michigan already, the lawmakers there are talking about extending by 4 months a state of emergency in Flint. And think of where Flint is, 70 miles outside of Detroit. And this isn't the only place, by the way, this is going on. If you've got grandchildren, kids in school, whatever. Last month, water fountains at 30 schools in Newark, New Jersey were shut off because of the lead. And Sebring, Ohio closed school for several days because of lead in pipes. Boy, that's frightening. How long were those kids drinking out of lead-laden pipes is what I would want to know if I were a parent. And they can't answer that question. But it's not good. Let's put it that way. It's not good at all. Contamination. Hey, coming up at the tail end of the hour, let me give you the menu. Woo, we're doing the cheap movie review. Next, the U.S. Defense Secretary is going to jump on that carrier that's in dispute in the South China Sea. What does that mean? Hang with us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Give me the news, I got a bad case for loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill, I got a bad case for loving you.
American Tonight, KD. So I mentioned this, and we talk about, the situation in the South China Sea and the U.S. defense Secretary, who's Ash Carter. He's saying he's going to visit this aircraft carrier, which, of course, we know there's so much rancor in the South China Sea. And they say this is a move that is bound to infuriate China because of the, well, first of all, because the aircraft carrier already infuriates them anyway, right? China says the entire South China Sea has, they believe, has huge deposits of oil and gas. So, dun-da-da-da, we want a chunk, right? Malaysia, the Philippines, Brunei, Taiwan, Vietnam, they're claiming parts of the water. They're claiming it. You got about $5 trillion with a T in trade shipped every single year. So Carter was speaking at the close of a joint U.S.-Philippines military exercise in Manila, and he's visiting the USS John Stennis. Now, you know, it's interesting that John Stennis, my husband actually was one of the plank guys on the Stennis when he was part of that whole building and jumping on sea. He spent 4 years at sea, and he was on this, Dennis, this very original voyage in the late 90s, I want to say. They actually went after, this is just a fun personal fact, they actually went after Saddam Hussein. He was in the Mediterranean at one point for 7 months. Boy, life on those cities, because it's a city, is absolutely fascinating to hear the stories. I mean, just fascinating. Sometime I'll have him on the air, and we'll have some other Navy people on with him as well to talk about what that's like. I've been on aircraft carriers. I cannot imagine living on one. But anyway, I'm digressing. So that is the boat that he's going to be on. That's the ship he's going to be on, the Stennis. He visited another carrier back in November. So this isn't unfamiliar territory for Carter. However, they're doing these exercises on the Stennis. And he's got some prepared remarks that he's going to talk about and what he's going to say about what we stand for and why we're there. And this visit will inflame China, because they're saying that the U.S. is militarizing the South China Sea and actually endangering security. The U.S. calls it Freedom of Navigation patrols in that area. So check this out. They sail within 12 nautical mile territory limits around these islands that are disputed, that are controlled by China. So it's tricky. It's tricky stuff. And Japan is furious about all of this. I mean, furious about the China claims. And that they've got to keep somebody out there. I think it's smart to maneuver there because of the tension. The tension is, it is like a crazy Cold War mentality. And Ash Carter is saying that the U.S. strategy is aimed at maintaining peace and just lawful settlements of disputes, not provoking any kind of a conflict with a major world power, but that they feel like they need to be there. So they're staying behind on the ship. I mean, hundreds of U.S. troops are there. I just, you know, are they going to settle this dispute? Are we in accordance with international law? No. Think of the money. I said $5 trillion. You're aware of that, right? $5 trillion. $5 trillion is a lot. $5 trillion is. Grim is listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
A little bit better.
Good.
Where to start? You know, there's so much that's just happened here this week. I don't know where really to start. I guess start here. Let me make this perfectly clear. I'm not a crook. You heard the comment from Chris today, right?
Yeah.
And your movie review is pretty good. You know, I mean, I like that too, which I'll hear tonight. But what about this new one I just caught the premiere of called Elvis and Nixon?
Well, yeah, what's that about? That looks pretty interesting.
I guess it's going to be the next one out. It's going to be Cruise and the Kardashians. where to start, Kate? Where to start?
I know where to start. You're right.
I tell you what really got me, and you and I have both been about this, but I heard a statistic today on the news that the mortality rate, or just the killing of officers, police officers, has doubled this year since last year.
Oh, yeah. And that's so sad, isn't it?
Sad.
And sad is putting it mildly, but it's awful.
I mean, this is just people walking out.
Well, why?
You heard about the last officer that was just shot.
I know.
Six times in the back. I mean, oh boy.
I know.
It's just the morality of this country going down, you know.
I know.
I wore out the cheers already, hadn't I? But, Kate, I do want to bring you back up on an up note, but I have suggested a few movies that you've enjoyed.
Yes, you have.
And I got another one for you that kind of leans into this new Marvel movie coming out. I confuse Cleavon Little with Mr. Chide. I think that's how he pronounces his name all the time. But there was a movie that Cleavon Little was in. Let's see if you can guess it. His character's name was Super Soul, and he was a supporting actor to the main carry, and his actor's name was Barry Newsome, and he played Kowalski. And Cleavon Little was a DJ as Super Soul at KOW.
Wow.
Now, have you ever seen, or does this ring a bell, this movie? And it's kind of a genre to Easy Rider.
No, but I'm interested in seeing it.
It's called Vanishing Point.
Vanishing Point. Who's in Van? I'll have to look that up, Vanishing Point.
And it has got a lot of 60s rock and roll in it.
Wow, really? Oh, that would be cool.
Well, what else would you figure from Cleavon Little playing a DJ as Super Soul?
Yeah.
I don't want to give the rest of the movie away to you. You know, I'll spoil it. I ain't going to spoil it. But it's a good movie.
And I have to see it. I'm interested.
And, you know, I never got to mention it. I'm sad that Merle has passed away, and I know how sad, because I did hear Dan mention him. But there's a lot of other country music players out there that, well, my grandparents loved Charlie Pride. And my dad, he was an old, you know, from Tennessee. He just loved, oh, what's his name? Okay, well, he's more of the, you know, the nasal country song music.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Pride. I've met Charlie Pride. He lives in the Dallas area, which is, of course, where our satellite facility is for GCN. And he's a nice guy. He's a nice man.
Oh, yeah. But I kind of grew up, and two albums I wore out, the first two music songs I listened to were Chattanooga Choo Choo and The Battle of New Orleans.
The Battle of New Orleans. Wow, we're going to have to dig that one up. Grimster, thank you for the call. You can throw in your two. We weave it in throughout the show. 855-266-5283. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Music is a word within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. But just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's Dr. A when the people start to move.
By the way, big news this week from the world of sports. And what is that? Well, from the world of sports, you had a record that was broken. I love this when you see someone like the Warriors knock off the Bulls' record of 72 wins. So by beating Memphis the other night, 73 wins. That's the new high bar. You know how tough it is to win 73 in professional hoop. I think they're going to hold on to that record for quite some time. I really do. Also, there is conversation about the NFL schedules being released. So teams are talking about who they're playing, when they're playing them, you know, all 32 teams. It's that time of year. The NFL is pumping and grinding all the time, so it's a slow leak. We're coming up on the draft, and of course, I love it because you've got you know, predictions happening. And how do you predict when you don't even, you haven't even been to training camp yet, right? You haven't even been to you haven't even seen what's going to happen. So the Warriors, bouncing back to that, the Warriors make history. They're the number one seed in the NBA playoffs. And now there's this, I happen to see this, the NBA is going to start doing this thing where they track, rather, hustle stats. Can you imagine hustle stats for the first time? And the playoffs are going to do this. They tried to do it in the Las Vegas Summer League last season and distributed numbers to the media and teams there. The reaction was positive, so they were compiling them, but they want to take it to another level. They're going to track how often defenders contest 2- and 3-point shots, deflections by defensive players, charges taken where players can recover loose balls, screen assists, that kind of stuff. And that's what a hustle stat is. They think it's another way to engage with fans. I guess it is, if it catches on. There's even the league-appointed scorekeepers and tabulated the hustle stats on-site in Vegas. This time the league is going to have the staff in the replay center in Secaucus, New Jersey, that are going to count the hustle stats through video. Can you imagine that job? What do? I'm the hustle stat manager. I've got 5 guys that work for me. And what do? They add up the hustle stats, and then we crunch the numbers and release them daily and weekly. I know they're trying to be clever, though. So it's just another thing to look at, and especially when you're talking about defense. So it's another possibility of ranking somebody as to why they're doing so well, or what you like about what they're doing, is to say, well, defensively, here's what we saw, here's how many balls he dove for, here's the how they defended it, blah, blah, blah. I kind of like it. I'd have to see the application of it first. You know, part of me is old school in sports, and part of me is bring it on, something new, something different, something to blow some excitement in this game. And they're smart. The NBA is trying to do that. They're smart. Keep the interest high so that you don't lose that edge. And have people involved. And have younger people involved, because who's coming up that's going to be interested in the NBA when it's just like TV, how we've evolved, right? So in the beginning of time, we had a handful of radio stations, a handful of TV stations, and they got huge ratings. They were the only games in town, and it was bright and shiny and new in their eras. So people went and they listened and they watched, and now the choices are through the ceiling. So we live in an ADD world where you're trying to make up your mind. What are you watching? What are you doing? You can watch almost anything at any time. It's just like our food. Everything is open and available. We're all becoming mini Vegases. So the effort has to be there to come up with something that, again, keeps the interest high. You know, it's like the interest in the election. Some of the interest in the election, let's face it, if we're being honest, is the cockamamie nonsensical circus act. But the problem is the circus act gets weary, doesn't it? Are you weary of this? I'm kind of weary of it, because it's so over the top that I just think, wow, give me something new. I am ready for something different. Do we have to constantly be going round the circle on the same things over and over again? The answer is no. Give us some variety. It's the spice of life. So maybe when we have 17, when we had 17 competitors, it was interesting to some of us because it was a sideshow. I mean, if we're being super honest, maybe the sideshow is also what pulls us in. And how sad is that? I mean, shouldn't it be about what they're debating? Shouldn't it be about issues that affect you and me? Because trust me, it affects us. So you really can bury your head in the sand and just laugh about it and say, oh, it's ridiculous, it's the wild, wild-ass circus. But it is going to have an effect on your life. Who becomes president, their philosophies, what they'll use for executive orders if they want to, where our country's headed, where you are in that scenario. You're making serious buck and you're listening to me and you're banking, banking, banking. Woohoo! Good for you. If you're somewhere in the middle and you're kind of paycheck to paycheck, it's like you feel like you get a miracle in time when you need it. But then what do you have for the future? And that's always the dicey game you play. If that makes sense. And it's dicey. It is dicey. All right. Enough of the election nonsense. Because, frankly, I can't wait to get to the movies tonight and find out what's out there. I mentioned Jungle Book because as a kid growing up, oh my gosh, of course, one of my favorites. And plus it elicits memories. See, I think music and movies and sporting events and maybe even political events, if you're at some rally or you're at the convention, they spark memories and remind you of people and great moments. I think it's all good. But with how fast-paced and crazy and chaotic things are, it'll be interesting to watch. Really, really interesting. Because it's definitely, there is definitely no layup whatsoever. None. Which is good and bad. Right? In one way. It is. By the way, one of my favorite things that happens, and the scribes are pretty good at this, is doing the fact-checking after the debates. It was the ninth debate for the Democrats. So even on the Democratic side, we're weary of seeing Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. They hosted the ninth debate, a face-off between Bernie and Hillary. They say there's 14 or so interesting claims. And remember, in the Washington Post, they do Pinocchios, which I think is hilarious. And they say Clinton voted for virtually every disastrous trade agreement, which cost us millions of decent paying jobs. That was Bernie Sanders talking about Hillary Clinton. And Clinton had a chance to vote on 10 trade bills. She voted for or supported all but two, the Trade Act of 2002. Which was a deal with Colombia, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Peru. The 2005 Dominican Republic Central America Free Trade Agreement. So he is correct on the virtually, because certainly not ever. And as Secretary of State, she pushed for the negotiations that led to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But as a presidential candidate, she's come out against it, so we know that. The biggest impact on jobs might have been in this ninth debate with the president's, might have been Hillary Clinton's partner, the president's decision to grant China permanent and normal trade relations, which was a shocker at the time. And now this is evidence because of the flood of Chinese imports spurred in part because of a once undervalued currency. And the Chinese government incentive has lost 2 million jobs and reduced wages, at least somewhere in the short term. So I love the fact-checking deal. It's good. Hold their feet to the fire when they make some wild, preposterous claim. Let's put it that way. Movies, Jungle Book, next.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
James Brown, by the way, heavily featured at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. Boy, he could dance like nobody's business, couldn't he? I saw a little clip of him on Dick Clark's show. Wow. He was like the original better than Moonwalker. He was. And what great shape he was in, even later in his life. Incredible. So, you may head out to the movies this weekend. If you have kids, if you have grandkids, nieces, nephews, maybe just yourself. Because you want to reminisce about Jungle Book. 105 minutes. Adventure, drama, family, fantasy. It's got it all. A whole ball of wax. Bill Murray's in it. Ben Kingsley's in it. Idris Elba's in it. He's so good. John Favreau is the director of this. And when you take on something that's close to people, because it's one of those iconic films that's been around forever, so it can span three or four generations because it keeps coming back, it bubbles up. So this is a new version of it. Here's a sneak on Jungle Book.
Disney's The Jungle Book.
Are you alone out here? What are you doing so deep in the jungle?
Uh,
you are.
So the familiar whistling, the theme of Jungle Book, in a way, it's kind of the theme. It's one of the many little pieces of music in Jungle Book, if you remember. I don't know, this one looks to be good. I bet it's going to blow out the box office. And they made it for, I mean, it's just, it's had a big weekend overseas, just under $30 million. Animation is not cheap, believe it or not. I think it's going to do really well. I mean, it's a cult classic, and I think on the big screen, new version, got the family. Yeah, it explodes. I think it explodes. All right, another comedy that has found its own niche is Barbershop. The Next Cut is the newest installment because people want to know what's happening. It stars Ice Cube, Regina Hall, Anthony Anderson, and Eve in this, and they talk about bringing in female staff members into the barbershop because they think that they could lure a bigger crowd, and this is a threequel. So this is 12 years later. This is 12 years later. We're starting to see a lot of sequels come out, and this one will find an audience. I truly believe it. Take a listen.
This is the town I love, a neighborhood of family and friends.
You know how we do, Southside Chicago,
yes,
baby.
Sir. And right here at the heart of it all is where everyone comes together, the barbershop.
What's up, homie, black folks? Who wants some gangsta grub?
That who popping in one fleek last time.
Did she just say fleek? There's a whole dictionary full of words. There's a library down the street. You won't see fleek in there nowhere.
He funny. He make me laugh.
What happened in the barbershop, Calvin?
We should come here to get away from women.
Me and Angie, we was both struggling to keep our shops afloat, so we had to work together.
Saved us both.
I can't believe y'all put all that money on your heads and then don't be having the money for your rent.
With this here and this booty,
damn,
it's like walking around with a black Amex, and I never get denied.
Why y'all always got to take it there?
Greece is crazy right now.
I damn near got robbed the other day.
I got robbed twice and got my ass beat by the second robber for giving all my money to the first. She wasn't playing.
This neighborhood was always rough. But there's something different going on.
Hey, shooting out there.
I don't want to tie a person.
Get your old ass down, man.
I ain't getting down there. It take me too long to get back up.
Meanwhile, we got to raise Jalen in this mess.
You don't understand how dangerous it is out there.
Y'all need anything? Y'all straight?
We got to take our streets back. We put our minds together. We going to get some solutions.
I got so much love for everybody in this neighborhood.
Turn that up! Yeah, this is going to be some of my best work.
I bet you won't be talking back to his mama no more. Didn't it, George Jefferson?
No, no, no.
All right, so Barbershop, as I said, I think this will find an audience because there are a lot of people that like it. It is funny. I saw the second one, 12 years ago. We rented it. I remember renting it. Definitely a good rental, but that'll take a while for that to come out. But it might be right up your alley if you want to go get some serious laughs. That whole concept is good. This is smart writing. All right, the next one is another appearance by Kevin Costner. Ryan Reynolds is in this, too. There's some big star power here. And this one is action, crime, drama, mystery. Got a little sci-fi in it, a little bit of the thrill in it. And it's called Criminal.
Chopper, down. You are cleared for approach.
Jericho Stewart. He's in and out of prison more than half his life. He's got no impulse control. He's unable to calculate the consequences of his actions. He has a total lack of empathy for anybody or anything. He feels nothing.
You know who I am?
My head.
Your name is Bill Polk. You're an intelligence officer for the CIA.
Your daughter's name?
Emma.
Your wife? Jill, huh?
What are you doing to me? Hey, look at me. Pay attention. Jan's through Dutch program. He needed protection. Remember? You got him to the safe house. Where did you put him? That is all we need to know. I need you to remember.
I don't remember nothing. That he knew before he was killed.
Washington, Berlin, Beijing would be graveyards. People will understand there is a better way to run this world.
Having your man in my head made me feel things. Right. Wrong.
Can you feel what Billy felt?
He loves you so much.
Timing. So, Criminal sounds pretty good, but might be better to wait for the streaming. Are you really going to plunk out $10 on this one? I'm saying probably not. It'll do okay, but Barbershop for sure and Jungle Book will rock compared to The Criminal. Thanks, Kyle, for his help on the technical back of the mothership. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.